Hey, this is Sacred Rights, and this is the Sacred Rights Podcast, a noisy, random, unscripted podcast about stories recorded inside of cars. I know, it's kind of crazy. Buckle up.
What time is it? It's Saturday love time. So if you've been listening to the podcast, you already know what this means. That means that I was on the air in Boston with DJ Maurice Wilkie on his show, Saturday Love. So we've done this a number of times. And again, if you've been following the podcast, you know that when he gives me the recording of the episode, I drop the whole episode here so that you can find it easily and you can listen to it in case you didn't catch it live when it aired in Boston. And I shouldn't just say Boston. It has quite a wide listenership. So check it out if you can. The station is called The Urban Heat, but you'll hear the call sign at the beginning of the recording. So that's what you're about to hear. You're about to hear us talk about my charity run, and please support my charity run. The link is on my website. It's on the homepage, and it should be somewhere on the screen where you're listening to this podcast. If not, it's just my name, sekurights.com. You can find the link to my charity run right there on the homepage. So please support. I'm nearing my goal for miles run, and I want to get a little closer to my goal for amount of money donated to the various nonprofits I'm supporting. Okay, so all that said, we also talked about Essence Fashion House. And if you don't know about that already, in case you didn't hear my previous episode, I won't spoil the surprise. I'll let you hear about that shortly. So, yeah, keep listening to my podcast. I greatly appreciate the support. And check out DJ Maurice Wilkie on his show every Saturday, every single Saturday. All right, that's it. Stay tuned. One quick note, I forgot to mention that the sound dropped out for us during the middle of the interview. So you will be able to hear both of us, both me and DJ Maurice Wilkie, talking separately. But for some reason, we couldn't hear each other. And then it took us a few minutes to get reconnected. So you'll hear that happen. We're still not sure what happened. Maybe it was a ghost, but we couldn't hear each other. So be aware of that and check out the episode. Talk to you soon. Later.
Urban Heat, 98.1 FM and 1410 AM.
We are back. That's right. Welcome back to the show. It is Saturday Love. I am Maurice Wilkie. Welcome. Hope you're having a good day today. And the sun is out, at least here in the great city of Boston. Time to take a quick pause as we head into our next hour, and we're going to do some lifestyle discussion with my man, Sekou Rights. He is a social justice activist, blogger, exerciser. I think he's probably doing a mile right now, if I'm not mistaken. He's probably running somewhere. And so we're going to check in with him and see what he's been up to. I think it's got something to do with fashion today. Are you there, my man, Sekou?
Yes, sir. I thought it was hilarious that you said I'm probably running somewhere right now.
I wouldn't be surprised, brother. I would not be surprised. Knowing like all the hats that you wear, I mean, I'm sure you're probably running and doing this interview at the exact same time.
I wish. I'll start right there. I am on day 103 of my charity run. That means I've been running every single day, at least a mile a day, for 103 days in a row. I'm very proud of myself. I'm very surprised. I've accumulated over 266 miles, and I've accumulated over $2,000, and 100% of those proceeds are being donated to 7 different nonprofits that work with the unhoused community in 4 different cities across the nation.
Now, how do you feel after running that many days? I mean, are you, sore? Are you really?
Yeah, man. I tell people all the time, there's only been 4 days that I wanted to do it. Of 103, there's only been 4 days that I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it the first day, my birthday, the 50th day, and the 100th day, which was just a few days ago. Those 4 days, I was hyped and I was ready. The other days, I got to tell you, I have to talk myself through it. I gotta work past all the excuses, all the soreness, all the reasons not to. And it has really been an exercise and a meditation on mind over matter and channeling your energy and overcoming your excuses. So infinitely beneficial for me.
Wow, that's a lot. But I mean, other than kind of like the hurdle that you have to deal with mentally, overall your body physically has, you know, it feels hopefully better, or, you know, it hasn't broken down or anything.
No. So what's interesting is there have been many days when I feel terrible in the morning. I feel like I can't possibly run. I feel super sore, shin splints, nauseous, headache, all the things. And invariably, I have been able to get myself running every day for 103 days. And once I get myself running, all that stuff goes away. Like all the pain, all the discomfort, all that stuff fades to black, which is fascinating because that's not something I was ever told. I was not told that if you put your body in motion, it will heal itself. And I'm talking about it will take care of a headache as well as if I had taken extra strength Tylenol.
Really?
Which is what I used to do all the time. I suffer from migraines. So I used to pop extra strength Tylenol and or Excedrin migraine all the time. And I'm telling you, me running will zero out my headache as effectively as those medicines. And that's not something I ever knew before.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty heavy. I mean, yeah, because it probably redistributes that pain or that focus to that your legs and your heart. That's pretty cool. Maybe you've tapped into something.
Yeah. So the more I read about it, the more fascinated I am. And what they say is that not only are there endorphins pumping because you're exercising, but also it's like the body was made for movement. And again, that's not something I had ever been taught before, but what I read is the body was made for movement, and if you move your body, it will heal itself in a number of different ways. So it optimizes you instead of breaks you down. Like, I too expected to feel broken down, but at this point, I feel much more centered and grounded with the run than I do without it. Like, it is the best that I feel all day is when I'm running first thing in the morning.
Wow. Maybe I sense a running book, or at least a possible marathon in your future.
Yeah, maybe so, man. Maybe so. Funny thing you say that. I have this app called the Strava app. It's a running app that tracks your activity. And it had been suggested for me to get it many times. And I was like, it's fine. I'll just use whatever my phone has. But once I got it, it started tracking much more information than I'm used to being tracked. And I remember getting myself all worked up to accomplish something. Like, for example, one time it was like, I'm going to run a mile in less than 8 minutes. And I got myself all psyched up. And, you know, I listened to some loud music. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I did it. And I was very proud of myself. And then I looked at the app, and the app said, congratulations on your second fastest mile.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait, what? So the point I'm making is I often don't know what I'm capable of, and I'm finding that that is true for all of us. We don't know what we're capable of. We decide what we're capable of, but that has really nothing to do with our actual physical limitations, what we're actually capable of. Because I thought that this would be a milestone for me. Meanwhile, my phone is like, yeah, no, you did that weeks ago. Time for something new. and it's been the same way, just bringing it full circle. You mentioned a marathon. It's been the same way in terms of distance. Like, I ran a 10K the other day.
Whoa.
And again, I got myself all psyched up, and yeah, I'm going to do this 10K. And again, my phone was like, yeah, you did that months ago, so what else you got? I was like, what? Like, wow. So I really can do more than I expected, and so can everyone listening to this broadcast. You can do more than you think. That's the point.
Fascinating, man. Very inspiring. I mean, yeah. I'm going to keep my watchful eye on you. Maybe I'm actually trying to get myself back into the jog mode. I was doing it for a minute, and then I kind of fell off a little bit. But I'm gonna jump back into it. I was getting up to like 3 miles, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you, you mentioned 3 miles, and that was a huge barrier for me.
Mm-hmm.
I could not conceive of running 3 miles. Even though I ran cross country in high school, I just couldn't conceive of running 3 miles again. I was like, nah, I can't do that. And so when it happened so effortlessly that I didn't even realize I'd crossed the barrier. And so what I would say to you and anyone listening that's in the same situation is start small. Start as small as possible. Like, start with a block. I started with 5 minutes on the treadmill. I started with 5 minutes on the treadmill. And you know the treadmill helps you because it's got the motor in it.
Yes.
So 5 minutes on a treadmill, that's not even a mile. That's, you know, it ain't nothing. So I started with that. But my thing was, do it consistently.
Yeah.
And then the consistently is what makes the difference. It doesn't matter how much it is. It could be a block. But if you do a block every day, your subconscious at some point will say, oh, we're not quitting this time. We're doing this for real. And then it'll start pushing you further on its own without you thinking about it.
I think you might have to.
It's crazy, but it's true.
It might be. Probably is true. You have to add one more hat to your arsenal of hat wearing. Yeah. Motivational speaker. So
motivational speaker, yeah, man. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. I've been invited to speak at an event in October.
Oh.
So my thing right now is to not say no. To try not to say no to things. Because you know, we can talk ourselves out of anything.
Yes, we can.
And so I was like, all right, I'm not gonna say no. And then they put me on a bill with two other people to promote the event. So it's only three names. There's a psychologist, there's me, and there's Les Brown. And I'm like, okay. Don't panic.
So what's the name of that app? Yes. What's the name of that app one more time?
The running app?
Yes.
Strava. S-T-R-A-V-A. Strava.
S-T-R-A-V-A. Strava.
Yeah. It's very functional. Even I'm only using the free mode. There's a paid mode that has even more information, but I find that the free mode has so much information. I can't even imagine having more information than that.
And you run at least a mile a day, possibly more.
I run at least a mile a day. It started with just barely a mile, I'm not gonna lie, just trying to get to a mile. And it has grown and grown and grown. Like today I did a 5K, which is 3.1 miles.
Yeah.
And the other day I did a 10K, which is 6.2 miles. And so yeah, my ability to run for long periods of time and long distances has increased over time. It didn't start off that way, but now I can do a mile just pretty much without trying because I've gotten used to running so often and so frequently, and my body's gotten used to it, and my mind now doesn't hold me back.
Yeah. What I've actually done, and it's actually helped me a little bit, I counted my head and also set a timer on me as well on my phone or any kind of device I'm wearing. And so I do it I run in 10 minute increments. So by 10 minutes roughly, I've come close to running a mile, if not running a mile or slightly over. So I will count in my head, you know, like 100 tens or how many, maybe 200, you know, times of 10. And I get to that 10 minutes, you know, counting your head. So you're distracting your body, or at least distracting your mind from what you might think your body's feeling. Think of something. Sometimes music can help. If you get a good pair of earbuds that are not gonna like bounce out, because I have like tiny ears, you can just like do that and just like run to the pace of it. You know, put in a couple songs and like, okay, by the time these songs are over, that's about roughly 10 minutes, you know, in your mind, or maybe 5 minutes if you're just starting out, like you said. And you'd be surprised by how far you've gone. Or do the walk at first. You know how long the distance has to be, so you're at least in your mind, you know how far you're going to go. For me, it's just like a couple of different things I trick myself to do. I will say, okay, I'm going to run to this tree. And I say, okay, you got to this tree. Let's go to the next tree. We got a lot of trees in my hood. So, you know, if you have that benefit, cool. If not, run to the next object. It's a car. It's whatever. You know, tell yourself, I'm going to go to the next one. And by the time you look, whoa, I've done a few of these objects and I've gotten to where I needed to get to. But
man, you're ahead of your time, man. Because there are apps that are called Couch to 5K or Couch to 10K, and that's what they do. They have you run for X amount of time, and then it'll say, okay, stop and walk, and it'll say, all right, now run a little bit again. And so what you're talking about is the way they teach you to get yourself from sitting on the couch all the way to a 5K, all the way to a 10K, all the way to a half marathon. So you're right on it.
Thank you. Very cool. Very cool. I like that. But yeah, you've been up to other things with your other many hats.
Yeah.
So what else are you up to talking with Sacred Rights?
So this week is Fashion Week in New York. This is New York Fashion Week, and so I'm wearing the hat of jewelry designer this week. I was invited by Essence Magazine to be part of the Essence Fashion House. That's their New York Fashion Week event. So you might as well call it one of the Black Fashion Week events. I only know of two. There might be a few more. I know of Harlem Fashion Row and Essence Fashion House. And they were back-to-back. Harlem Fashion Row was the day before in Harlem. And shout out to Brandeis. She's the creator of that event. And then shout out to Essence for creating Essence Fashion House. And it was amazing. They rented out this huge loft space on 23rd Street. And they had runway shows by four different Black designers. And they had a speaker series with panels and discussions. Takara Jones, the model, was one of the people on one of the panels. Let's see, Chastity Saunders, she's a plus size model. She was on there. Cameron Hall was one of the people who was interviewed.
Really?
Just a list of luminaries in the Black community were doing speaking panels, doing speaking engagements and panels all day. And then over in my area, this was called the Designer Showcase. There were seven of us, so I just want to emphasize that. I was one of only seven designers selected to be part of this Designer Showcase at Essence Fashion House. So I'm really excited about that. Like, it was a very select group of people, and the folks that I was in there with were really amazing, amazing designers, artists.
You were an amazing designer and an artist as well. I mean, just because the scale might be smaller, don't necessarily take the roses away from you. If you're one of seven, that means you were supposed to be in that space. So continue.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I dropped my podcast episode today about the event, and one of the things I said early on was this was one of those rare times when I felt like I had imposter syndrome, because my booth was so much smaller in comparison to the others, and I was like, oh wow, these folks are so serious. But I got over it over time, but it took a little warming up. So they are operating at a very high level in terms of their businesses, but they were great and they were friendly, and we all got to know each other, and I got some great advice. And again, I'm very happy to be one of seven at the Essence Fashion House event.
Very nice. So did you design some things that you actually
took?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You still there, Maurice?
Yes, I am.
DJ
I am.
Mo.
I am here. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Hello? Did we lose our man Sekou? I hope we didn't lose him. Well, if he is, if you have lost us, call us back. I want to find out, you know, if you designed anything and it actually can be, you know, seen or purchased. In the meantime, as we wait for my man to call back, we're going to jump into a little bit of Saturday Soul. No, Heat981FM.com. Leela James, Don't Want You Back. Well, we want this person back. Hopefully he's still with us. We want you back. Are you there? Are you there? What happened, man?
I am back.
All right.
Back.
Cool. My man Sekou Rights, social justice advocate as well as activist. And he was talking about his fun and his participation in this Essence Festival style of fashion, right?
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure I announced this. The Essence Fashion House event will be televised on Monday. Will be televised on Monday. So all the folks that have been hitting me up talking about, oh, I missed it, I can't believe I missed it. You have not missed it. You missed the live event, but you will be able to see the replay on Monday the 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. All you have to do is go to EssenceStudios.com, and you have to register. So don't go at 7 or else you're going to miss something. So go either now or anytime between now and like 6 p.m. Monday to register in advance so you can watch the show. And they recorded everything. They recorded the designer showcase, which I was a part of. They recorded the runway shows. They recorded the speeches. So it promises to be a very great evening of entertainment. I'm going to be watching myself to see if I pop up in the background somewhere.
I was about to ask, you going to watch yourself to see yourself?
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I'm going to be looking in the background, see if I pop up.
Well, I know you're not going to be running by like you usually do your running mile thing. So that's cool. I mean, it's a really great event. It sounds like a really great event for, you know, just exposing people to like a lot of different, you know, creatives like yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really good event. It was well attended. It was all day also. It started at 10 a.m., 10:30, and lasted until about almost 10 p.m. So it was all day. And they did different sessions of fashion designers, different sessions of speakers. So, yeah, again, the website is essencestudios.com. It's going to be televised Monday the 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So check it out.
So
check
Essence,
it out. Look for your boy.
Essence Studios. So you got an insider's look at this stuff. Who are the creators of tomorrow or right now that you witnessed that we, the masses, should be on the lookout for? To be like, yo,
I'm glad
get
you asked that. Oh. I actually just posted a thank you on my Instagram. So check me out on Instagram at SekuWrites, which is S-E-K-O-U. W, R's and Robert, I, T's and Tom, E, S's and Sam. Sekou Writes. So go to my Instagram and you will see that I did a thank you post where I thanked Essence for making me part of this event. And I also said, hey folks, Christmas is coming up. The holidays are coming. So put these people on your shopping list. Let's keep it in the family. Let's support them. And I listed the other six designers who I was in the designer showcase with. And already, people have started following those designers and saying to them, hey, Sekou told me to follow you, but I love your stuff, and I'll be supporting. So I'm grateful that I was able to do that, and I'm grateful to continue that by announcing it here on the air. So go to my Instagram, follow the people that I mentioned in my last post, and check them out. Do your holiday shopping with them. Let's keep it in the family.
Nice. Nice supporting. Nice, yeah. Nice cross-pollination. I like that. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What else are you up to?
Well,
I know it's hard enough for us to keep track. I'm sure it's probably hard for you to keep track. Like, what am I supposed to do today? I know it's something.
Yeah, you know, I have that conversation with myself often. But right now, what I'm focused on is jewelry, so fashion. I did get some orders at the event. This was an event where people could buy products. So I've got some orders to fill. I am still surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm still surprised that my Black Panther bracelet is so popular.
Dude.
I didn't even have the Black Panther bracelet with me. But people were like, yo, I want that Black Panther bracelet. I want that Black Panther bracelet. We got some. Like, no.
We got to figure out how to get this in this movie, man.
You know
they were filming here in Massachusetts. They were filming over by MIT. Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, I got to get in. So for those of you listening who don't know what I'm talking about, a few years ago, when Black Panther, the movie, came out, I was invited to an early screening by Lexus. Lexus was one of the sponsors of the film. And if you've heard me before, you know that I have relationships with car companies because I write about cars. So they invited me to this VIP early screening of the movie. And I was like, oh, I want to make a bracelet for myself to wear to the film. Now, this was before I saw the movie, so I didn't know that bracelets were such a predominant part of the movie and how they were using it as a communication device and all that. I didn't even know that yet. So I made my own quote-unquote Black Panther bracelet to wear to the premiere. And a lot of people asked me about it. A lot of people wanted one. And so that began the Panther collection. So I did a whole Panther collection party at Shop Nailu in Harlem. Shout out to Shop Nailu. And it was great. And then all these years later, because that was when Black Panther came out a few years ago, all these years later, people are still asking about the original Black Panther bracelet. That's the one that people like the most. That's the one that Essence previously featured in the issue with Michelle Obama on the cover. And I think people continue to love that bracelet.
Now, I'm trying to remember the name of the soldiers, the warriors that were actually also assigned to protect the Panther.
Yeah, the Dora Milaje. The Dora Milaje, the women you're talking about.
Yes, the sisters.
Yeah,
you need, well, this is, I would like
You don't have to if you don't want to. You need, though, to make a bracelet in honor of them.
Oh, no doubt. No question. No question. Because the funny thing is, like, I keep thinking, oh, well, you know, that's old, that's passe, people are over it. And I was reminded at that event on Thursday that, no, people are very much still engaged with the Black Panther bracelet.
Oh, yes.
And yes, the Dora Milaje bracelet was on my agenda back then, and I never did it. So I am going to do it now. And thanks for the reminder and the nudge. Because, yeah, they were one of the best parts of the film. And
the best parts
of the mysticism of Wakanda and the Black Panther.
Oh.
Because for those folks who don't know, this is based on a comic book, a Marvel comic book. So there's a whole ethos to this universe and the Dora Milaje.
And the strong, you know, female leads that I'm expecting to be in this, you know, upcoming Black Panther, you know, I'm sure be, you know, paying homage not just to T'Challa, but also to the strong females going forward. So, I mean, definitely. Make that bracelet.
I'm going to make the bracelet. And so shout out to all the people. Shout out to Marvel for creating the Black Panther. I actually wrote about, here we go, full circle. I actually wrote an article about Black Panther for Essence. So if you go to Essence.com and you type in Sekou Rice in the search bar, all the articles that I've written for Essence will come up. But you will see an article about Black Panther and when it was created back in the 60s and the history of Black Panther. And it's a really interesting history. So check that out. And yeah, shout out to Lexus for spending so much money to support Black Panther. And because when you were talking about the strong Black women in the movie, I was thinking about that scene where they're driving the Lexus down the street.
Yeah.
And so Lexus made themselves an integral part of the film, so much so that they created a Black Panther Lexus that they showed at the New York Auto Show a couple years ago. And it was an amazing, amazing vehicle. They did two of them. They did a consumer version that people could buy, and they did like the equivalent of a Batmobile that you couldn't buy. You could just see and take pictures. But I was impressed at the level of involvement that Lexus had with the film. So shout out to them for getting involved and doing the work.
Very cool. All right. Well, we're looking forward to all that and a whole lot more. Is there anything we left out before we let you go on to your next task, shall we say?
I think that's it. I just want to plug my own website because in preparation for Essence Fashion House, I had to revamp my website. So check out SekouRights.com. You will now see that there are bracelets available on my site. Previously, I had put them on a separate website, but now I'm bringing everything together under one house. So if you just go to SekouRights.com, all the things that you and I talked about here today are there. There's representation for all of the many hats that I wear, including the bracelets, which are available for purchase on the website. And as always, 10% of the purchase price goes to these nonprofits that work with the unhoused community that I'm also contributing to through my charity run. So full circle, my passion project is working with the unhoused now, and everything that I do feeds that need in some way.
Can I actually, you know, pair a bracelet with a hoodie?
Can you pair it? Yeah. Yeah, that is a good thought. Actually, so I need to rearrange some things, but yeah, let's do that. We got a new nudge. We got a new nudge, yeah. So you could do the hero hoodie. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, I
am. The bracelet. I actually did a hero bracelet that I need to upload also. It actually says the word hero. I made one, and then someone bought it right off my wrist. and I've been
they
could have
snatched it, so at least they bought it. At least they gave you some courtesy. That's good.
Yeah, right off my wrist, which is always fun for me. So I need to make another one, and that the colors of that bracelet match the color scheme of the hoodie. So that's probably the best combo, the best hoodie bracelet combo. But for sure, we can make that happen.
All right, Sekou Writes, SekouWrites, and everything you can find about him is all right there, right?
It's all right there, SekouWrites.com.
I appreciate you stopping by, just, you know, at least stopping for a second, literally, because I mean, I'm sure you're off to something else, and we will hopefully check in with you really soon.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. I look forward to being back and having more things to talk about. very soon. And in the meantime, check out the podcast and remember to watch Essence Fashion House on Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Very cool. All right, Sacred Rights, everybody. All right, we're gonna get into a little bit of Afrofuturism. Roy Ayers, he got me thinking about colors and stuff like that. Red, black, and green.
Red, black, and green.
That's right.
Sir.
Hey, this is Sacred Rights, and this is my outro. I am a professional creative, which is my fun way of saying that I do a lot of different things. So if you want to see all the different things that I do, go to sekuwrites.com. That's SekuWrites.com. T is in Tom, S is in Sam.com. And you'll see everything that I do there. You can also follow me on social media at sekuwrites. That's across all social media. I have another podcast. It's called Get Rich 101. It's all about exactly what it sounds like, getting rich. So check that out. It's on all the podcasting platforms. I have a show Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. So check that out. It's on the New Thought Media Network. It broadcasts live on Facebook and YouTube simultaneously. That would be on my Facebook page and the New Thought Media Network Facebook page. So check those out. And also on my YouTube page. So just go to YouTube and type Sacred Rights and you can find it there. All the previous episodes are available on my YouTube page. So just go to my YouTube page and you'll see all the previous episodes. And yeah, you can play catch up, you can binge watch. And what else? I make jewelry. You'll see that on my website. And oh, hero hoodies. The biggest thing that I'm doing right now is what I'm calling the Hero Ministry. It started off as hoodies, but it has grown much bigger than that. You can read more about it at givehero-hoodies.com. I'm keeping the URL because it reminds me where it all started. It all started with hoodies. So check it out. Read the descriptions. That'll take you straight to my Etsy page. But if you read the descriptions for each item, it'll tell you more about the project and how it started. You'll also find a short film about how it got started on my YouTube page. So just go to my YouTube page and look for Hero Hoodies there too. So I think that's everything. Actually, I know that's not everything, but that's enough for now. So again, just check me out across everything at Sacred Rights. Let me know what you thought of this episode and let me know what you think of the podcast. Thanks. Later.